HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. We hope that you're safe, healthy, and in touch with all of your loved ones in these agitated times. As promised, we are back with another health champion story today for all of you on She Slays. Today we're in conversation with Deeksha Singhi. So come, let's listen to Deeksha's story today on She Slays.
Hi, I'm Deeksha. I'm 25. I live in Delhi. I'm a communication strategist and I'm a body positive advocate. I dealt with anxiety, stress, and a lot of negative body image issues because I was overweight. So I've always been this fat child. I was always overweight, and being fat meant you did not look good. I always had to compensate in life in some or the other way. Like, I would really want to do very well in academics. I would want to excel in co-curricular activities or whatever came my way, because I knew I would not look good. So there was at least something that I could, you know, make my parents feel proud about. Relatives, friends, my parents' friends, they would come home and then they would say things like, you know, she's cute, but she's so fat. What are you guys doing about it? And then people would also give like a lot of advice. Ye jadi booti khilao, ye herbal drink pilao, yahan bhej do, is boarding school bhej do, ye yoga karvao. And my parents did try almost all of it. And in their defense, they were only trying to look out for me, because being overweight also led to a lot of health implications. Like, I had a lot of knee pain. I remember my mom, every now and then she would give me massages on my knee because my knees would hurt like a lot. So it began then, and it was not like a beauty issue for my parents at the beginning. But later when people started talking about things like, isko ladka nahi milega, shaadi nahi hogi, and all of those things, then it really did matter to them as to how I look and my appearance. And the fact that I did not find clothes in my size, even when I was a child, I would had to buy clothes from the women's section. So my mom would get like really embarrassed when she would go shopping with my other aunts, or she would go shopping with her friends. You know, there are like the small instances that would make me feel bad. You know, there was nothing one major incident. There were a lot of times when I would be eating, like, you know, whether it was like a meal at the dining table at my house or whether it was a family function, I would be eating. There would be like a spoon in my hand and somebody would tell me that I should not be eating that, or, you know, you should reduce the quantity or this or that. And I wouldn't even know, what should I do? Should I like eat it or should I throw it? What should I do? So I would just smile at that moment and then I would go back to my room and then I would cry. I would cry for hours. I got a lot of heart palpitations. So let's say there is a wedding at home, or there's a family gathering, or there will be a lot of social interaction. I would start getting a lot of heart palpitations because I knew that someone would come and make a remark and that would embarrass me a lot. There's this particular relative. Every time she would come home, I would run away. Like, you know, I would go to my friend's house and I would stay over at her place because I knew she would definitely pass a remark that would make me feel worse about myself. Every day was a small struggle. So I did go to a boarding school too, and my parents thought that maybe going to a boarding school, I would, you know, I would be made to do sports and go for runs in the morning and in the evening, and that would make me lose weight. But then that did not happen. Instead, I ended up getting bullied a lot of times at the boarding school. There were seniors who would bully me. There were my own classmates, you know, who would just pass on remarks because I did not fit in the cool category. So all of these things happened. I was, I think, in class 3 or 4 when for the first time I enrolled myself into a gym. Now that's not like an age when a child is enrolled to a gym. Around the same age, I was also made to take herbal drinks, which would mean like, you know, I would not even have like 2 meals a day. I would just be drinking like a glass of shake. It wasn't just me who was getting bullied. People who were overweight were getting bullied in general. So I knew that, you know, fat people wouldn't make the cut in this world. Each incident, how big or small, had an equal impact. But yes, like, when you are told nasty things about your body by your own friends and family and relatives, that really hurts you. Maybe a lot of people did not even look at me as a fat person. But I looked at me as a fat person. I started to look at me as a fat person because of the constant reminders that people around me continued saying to me. There was this one time when all of us, when my friends and I decided to go on a vacation, we thought of going to a hill station and we had plans that we would go paragliding. So like the overexcited person I was, I went around and looked at the best paragliding companies out there. And I started looking at the cost and everything, trying to figure out the budget. And I saw this terms and conditions that a person cannot be of more than 90 kgs, otherwise they will not let them do the paragliding. And at that moment, I was 105 kgs. It just took so much from me because I knew that it's not just how I look. I'm not being able to do so much in life only because I was overweight. And I realized that I needed to lose weight for better things in life. I needed to lose weight because I wanted to do a lot of things in life which my weight did not allow me to do. And this paragliding incident was one of them. So I decided that once I come back from the vacation, I will do whatever I can in my power to try and change that. And then this one friend of mine who I was very close to, I discussed with him my issues. And then on a Sunday morning, he took me to the gym and he enrolled me to the gym. And it's been, I think, about 2.5 years that I've been continuously working out. I have gained my strength. I have gained confidence. I have now started realizing the importance of a healthy body and a healthy mind. I work towards it every day. So my highest recorded weight was 105 kgs at the time of the paragliding incident. Today my weight is 82 kgs. Take my progress on a fortnightly basis. Even though it's quarantine and even though we are home, I have made sure that I work out every day or at least 6 days a week. I cover 5,000 steps a day. And I have realized that if you're physically fit, it also leads to you being mentally fit, and it's also the other way around. If you're mentally healthy, it also leads to you being physically healthy. So if you're in the right mind, you can do a good workout. And if you're doing a good workout, you also feel good about it. And I have come to understand that if you in your head can create a positive body image about yourself, you can fight through all the negative body image that people are, you know, passing on you. You are a lot more than the weight. You are a lot more than the size that you're in. And you can do a lot more as long as you believe in yourself. You need to have a happy heart and a healthy mind. You need to have a healthy body. You need to make sure that you are doing the best possible that you can do. Giving up on your body is not the solution. If your body is capable of doing better, then you should strive towards it and do better. So do not have this unrealistic expectations out of your body. I think that's what we need to aim at. We need to make sure that our body is good from within and not just from the outside. Because what you see on magazines and on your online, while you're shopping online on the models, that's not real. Make sure that you give your body 45 minutes of any form of workout that you enjoy. If you do not enjoy running, do not run. Do any exercise that you want. You want to do yoga, you want to dance, you want to do weight training. Whatever exercise you want to do, give those 45 minutes to yourself because you deserve it. Your body deserves it. Second, eat good food. By eating good food, I mean you need to eat nutritious food. You need to eat food that has good macros and good micros. And third and most importantly, do one thing every day that makes you happy. Even if it is, you know, writing a poem, stalking somebody on Instagram that you really like, or talking to your boyfriend, or binge watching a television series. Do one thing that makes you truly happy.
So this was Deeksha Singhi's story. We hope that her story came to you as a refreshing, positive impact narrative in these times when we all are looking for hopeful and feel-good stories. If you too have a health champion story and would like to share it with all of us, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. And we would love to sit down with you, have a chat, and tell your story to the world. Till then, tune in to Deeksha's story on She Slays on your favorite audio streaming platform, or healthshots.com. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. We will see you next time with another story. Till then, take care of yourself and stay indoors. Bye-bye. See you soon.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.